My dear countrymen, Namaskar. You might be listening to my Mann Ki Baat radio broadcasts, but your mind would be occupied with the exams of your children due to begin from tomorrow. For some classes, especially 10th, 12th exams are beginning from March 1st, I too want to join this journey of yours. I am as much concerned about the exams of your children as you are. If you change your attitude towards exam, probably we will be freed of its anxiety. In my last Mann Ki Baat, I had requested you to share your experiences and suggestions on Narendra Modi app. I am glad that thousands of people have shared their views with me. These include teachers, successful students, parents and social thinkers. Two things have touched me especially. First, that all who have written to me have stuck to the subject. Second, thousands of shared views show that if it's a very important subject, we have restricted exams to school premises, students and parents. Overwhelming views shared on my app showed that students-related issues should continuously be discussed across the country. In this edition of Mann Ki Baat, I want to discuss something with students, parents and teachers. I will share something from whatever I have heard, read and have been told. I will also add what I feel. I feel that my 25 to 30 minutes discussion will be very useful for the students appearing in exams. My dear students and friends, before I say something, why not open this edition of Mann Ki Baat with well-known opener of the world. What were the things that helped him achieve success in life? His experience will certainly help you. The pride of Indian youth, Bharat Ratna Shri Sachin Tendulkar, I want you to listen to this message sent by him. Namaskar, this is Sachin Tendulkar.
Namaskar, main Sachin Tendulkar bol raha hoon. Mujhe pata hai ki exams kuch hi dinon mein start hone wali hai. Aap mein se kahi log tense bhi rahenge. Mera ek hi message hai aapko. कि आपसे एक्सपेक्टेशंस आपके माता पिता करेंगे, आपके टीचर्स करेंगे, आपके बाकी के फैमिली मेंबर्स करेंगे, दोस्त करेंगे. जहां भी जाओगे सब पूछेंगे कि आपकी तैयारी कैसे चल रही है, कितने परसेंट आप स्कोर करोगे. यही कहना चाहूंगा मैं कि आप खुद अपने लिए कुछ टारगेट सेट कीजिएगा. किसी और के एक्सपेक्टेशन के प्रेशर में मत आइएगा. आप मेहनत जरूर कीजिएगा, मगर एक रियलिस्टिक अचीवेबल टारगेट खुद के लिए सेट कीजिए और वो टारगेट अचीव करने के लिए कोशिश करना. मैं जब क्रिकेट खेलता था तो मेरे से भी बहुत सारे एक्सपेक्टेशंस होते थे. पिछले 24 साल में कई सारे कठिन मोमेंट्स आए और कई बार अच्छे मोमेंट्स आए, मगर लोगों के एक्सपेक्टेशंस हमेशा रहते थे और वो बढ़ते ही गए. जैसे समय बीतता गया एक्सपेक्टेशंस भी बढ़ते ही गए. तो इसके लिए मुझे एक सॉल्यूशन फाइंड करना बहुत जरूरी था. तो मैंने यही सोचा कि मैं मेरे खुद के एक्सपेक्टेशंस रखूंगा और खुद के टारगेट्स सेट करूंगा. अगर वो मेरे खुद के टारगेट्स मैं सेट कर रहा हूं और वो अचीव कर पा रहा हूं, तो मैं जरूर कुछ ना कुछ अच्छी चीज देश के लिए कर पा रहा हूं. और वो ही टारगेट्स मैं हमेशा अचीव करने की कोशिश करता था. मेरा फोकस रहता था बॉल पे और टारगेट्स अपने आप स्लोली स्लोली अचीव होते थे. मैं आपको यही कहूंगा कि आपकी सोच पॉजिटिव होनी बहुत जरूरी है. पॉजिटिव सोच को पॉजिटिव रिजल्ट्स फॉलो करेंगे. तो आप पॉजिटिव जरूर रहिएगा और ऊपर वाला आपको जरूर अच्छे रिजल्ट्स दे, इसकी पूरी उम्मीद है. और आपको मैं बेस्ट विशेस देना चाहूंगा ये एग्जाम्स के लिए. एक टेंशन फ्री जाके पेपर लिखिए और अच्छे रिजल्ट्स पाइए. गुड लक.
I know exams are going to start in few days. Some of you may be tense. Your parents, teachers, family members and friends will expect many things from you. Everybody will ask you about preparation and expect marks. I just want to say that you set targets for yourself and do not come under any pressure. Work hard and set a realistic and achievable target for yourself. When I used to play, there were innumerable expectations from me also. In the last 24 years, many difficult moments came. Some were good also. People's expectations were always there and increased with passage of time. I found a way to deal with it. I decided to set my own targets and to achieve them. If I am setting my own targets and achieving them, then I am doing something good for the country. I always try to achieve those targets. I kept my focus only on ball and targets were achieved automatically. I will tell you to keep your thoughts positive. Positive result will follow positive thoughts. My best wishes for your exams. Write your exams tension-free and get good results. Good luck. Friends, we see what advice Sachin Tendulkar has for you. Never get bogged down under pressure of expectations. You have to build your own future. Set target for yourself with free heart, free thinking and free capability. I'm sure that such an advice will help you a great deal. Why not compete with ourselves? Why waste our time in competing with others? Why not try to break our own records? You will see that nobody would be able to stop you from going forward. You will not expect any praise from anyone when you will break your own records. You will be satisfied internally. Friends, do not consider exam as a number game. Life should be linked with a great purpose. We should work towards our dreams and determined. Exams only tell us whether we are trending on right path or not and with right pace or not. Therefore, if dreams are big, the exams will become enjoyable. Every exam is a step towards achieving that great purpose. Every success will become a key to achieve that great purpose. Therefore, do not limit yourself to what will happen in this year's exams. Work with a much bigger purpose. Even if you fall short a little, you will not feel disappointed. You will get more courage to achieve that purpose. People who have shared these views on my app, only Mr. Sherry Gupta, who has emphasized that a healthy mind resides inside a healthy body. Students should take care of their health also along with their studies, so that you can write exams in a good health. On this day, I will not ask you to run for 3 or 5 kilometers. But what is your routine? Especially during exams is important. During all 365 days, our routine should be according to our dreams and commitments. I agree with what Sri Prabhakar Reddy has said. He has requested that students should sleep on time and should do revision after getting up early. Students should reach examination center before time with admission card and other essential things. Sri Prabhakar Reddy has said this and I may not have said this because I am a little unconcerned regarding sleep. My friends also keep telling me that I sleep very less. I will try to do something about this, but I definitely agree with this. Stipulated time to sleep, sound sleep are equally important as your other day-to-day activities. And this is possible. I am fortunate that I sleep less, but it's very sound. And it is enough for me too. But I will request you, some people have a habit of talking on phone for a long time before sleeping. And those thoughts occupy their minds. So how will they sleep? When I ask you to sleep, I'm not asking you to sleep only for exams. To write well in exams, I'm asking you to sleep tension-free. I'm not asking to keep on sleeping. It shouldn't happen that when you score less and your mother asks the reason, you tell that Modiji asked me to sleep and I slept. I hope you will not do that. I am sure you will not do that. In life, discipline is a big reason behind strong foundation of success. Discipline provides a strong foundation. Unorganized and indisciplined people who complete day's work in evening thinks that they have done the job. But so much of energy gets wasted and there is tension every moment. In our body also, even if one part is paining, the whole body does not feel comfortable. Not only that, our routine also gets disturbed. And that is why we should not consider anything small. You should never compromise on your decisions. Decide and try to do it. Friends, I have seen 2 types of students who appear in exams. One is who concentrate on his strength and learning. Second type of students doubt their abilities, whether they will be able to write the exams or not. You will have seen these 2 types of people. Concern about question papers has a negative impact on results too. Then one who is confident about whatever he has learned is able to handle anything that comes up. Someone who can say this better than me in chess champion, Sri Vishwanathan Anand. He will share his experiences and tell you how to checkmate in exams.
Hello, this is Vishwanathan Anand. First of all, let me start off by wishing you all the best for your exams. I will next talk a little bit about how I went to my exams and my experiences for that. I found that exams are very much like problems you face later in life. You need to be well rested, get a good night's sleep. You need to be on a full stomach. You should definitely not be hungry. And the most important thing is to stay calm. It's very, very similar to a game of chess. When you play, you don't know which problems will appear. Just like in a class, you don't know which question will appear in an exam. So if you stay calm and you're well nourished and have slept well, then you will find that your brain recalls the right answer at the right moment. So stay calm. It's very important not to put too much pressure on yourself. Don't keep your expectations too high. Just see it as a challenge. Do I remember what I was taught during the year? Can I solve these problems? At the last minute, just go over the most important things and the things you feel, the topics you feel you don't remember very well. You may also recall some incidents with the teacher or the students while you're writing an exam, and this will help you recall a lot of subject matter. If you revise the questions you find difficult, you'll find that they're fresh in your head, and when you're writing the exam, you'll be able to deal with them much better. So stay calm, get a good night's sleep. Don't be overconfident, but don't be pessimistic either. I've always found that these exams go much better than you fear before. So stay confident, and all the very best to you.
Vishwanathan Anand has really said a very important thing, and you would also have seen him playing international matches with good health. He plays with so much concentration and does not even move his eyes. We used to hear about Arjuna, how he used to concentrate on the bird's eye. Similarly, Vishwanathan Anand's eyes are fixed on target when he plays. And this is expression of inner peace. It is difficult to say whether we will get inner peace just by someone's words, but we should strive for that smilingly. Even during exams, if we smile and laugh, we will start experiencing the inner peace. You can't have inner peace when you're not talking to friends, walking alone, trying to read so many books at the last moment. Laugh with your friends, share jokes. You will feel peaceful environment automatically. I want to share a small thing with you. Just imagine you are standing at a pond and you are getting a nice view of the water, but suddenly if someone throws a stone in it. Now, the nice view which you are getting will not be there anymore. If water is still, no matter how deep a thing, they look clear. But if water is not still, then nothing is visible inside. There is a lot inside you, labor of the whole year. But if your mind is not at peace, then you can't find that treasure. If you have a peaceful mind, then you will be able to use your treasure of knowledge and exams will become very easy. I want to tell you something about myself. When I go to attend some lecture or in the government also, there are subjects I need to concentrate hard. When I try to understand by concentrating more, then I feel an inner pressure. Then I realize that I need to relax a bit. Then I develop a technique of deep breathing and take 3 to 5 deep breaths. It takes me around 30, 40 or 50 seconds, but then my mind becomes calm and ready to understand the matter. This is my experience and it may work for you too. Sri Rajat Agarwal has written a good thing on my app. He said we should relax with friends, family for at least 30 minutes every day. This is a very important thing, said Sri Rajat. Most of the times when we come back from exams, we start calculating about right and wrong answers. And if parents are educated, and more so if teachers, then they ask the exact answers. Then they ask the exact answers. They calculate whether you will score 40, 80 or 90 marks. Your mind is still entangled in the exams that is already over. You also share with friends about the answers. We get entangled in that only. Friends, please do not do this. Once an exam is over, it's over. Chat with your family on other subjects. Remember old memories. Try to remember the scenes of a location we have visited with your parents. Spend 30 minutes on this. What Sri Rajat has said is absolutely correct. Friends, what can I tell you about peace? Today, before you take your exams, one such person has sent you his message, who himself is a teacher. He teaches us the values of life by interpreting Ram Charit Manas in present context. He teaches us values. He is revered Murari Babu. He has given some important tips for you. He is a teacher and thinker also and having combination of both. I am Murari Babu speaking. My advice to all the students is that at the time of exams, you unburden your mind with a clear, calm and concentrated mind. Take the exam and then accept whatever situation comes. My view is that by accepting situation as it is, we can be more happy and peaceful. Take the exam with a light and calm mind. You will get sure success. You will not feel guilty if you fail and arrogance if you succeed. I end with a couplet. It is not necessary everybody gets success in this world. Learn to live with failures. I wish all the best. I am grateful to revered Murari Babu for his inspiring message. Friends, I want to talk about one issue. In their responses, people have invariably mentioned about yoga. And it is a matter of happiness for me that all over the world, when I meet people, a mention of yoga always comes. Maybe, briefly. It pleases me to note that there is so much attraction, curiosity about yoga. How many people on my mobile app, Sri Atnu Mandal, Sri Kunal Gupta, Sri Shashank Kumar, Sri K.G. Anand, Sri Abhijit Kulkarni, innumerable such people have referred to yoga and meditation. I do not say that you start practicing yoga from tomorrow. However, those practice it should not stop it just because of exams. However, it is true that be it student life or later part of life, yoga is an important key for the development of conscience. And it is a key which is more accessible and simple. You should definitely think about it. If you search around you and find a yoga teacher, then you definitely suggest a few things which you can practice and will benefit you during exams. I have great faith in it. My young friends, you are in a great hurry to enter examination hall. You want to take your seat quickly. Why do you do this in a hurry? Why should you not manage your time in such a manner that if you are stuck in a traffic, still you reach for exam in time? Otherwise, this hurry creates an added tension. Another thing, you should read instructions for the exams paper very carefully. Sometimes we think that this will waste our time. It's not so, friends. Let it take 2 minutes, 3 minutes or 5 minutes, but read the instructions very carefully. You will clearly know what is to be done and it will ensure that you do everything properly and you will not have to regret later. I have observed that sometimes one comes to know only during exams that there is a new pattern. But if you read instructions carefully, you will be able to cope with it. So please read instructions very carefully. Mr. Yash Nagar has written on my mobile app that when he saw the paper for the first time, it appeared very difficult. However, on the second look, it appeared easy to him. Questions were the same which he knew, only they were asked differently. It is very essential to understand the questions. Sometimes, when you do not understand the questions properly, they appear difficult to us. I stress this view of Yash Nagar. Read the question several times and try to match knowledge with them. You will see that the questions will appear easy even before attempting it. It is a matter of great happiness to me today that Bharat Ratna and renowned scientist Professor C.N.R. Rao has stressed upon patience. He has given a brief yet very effective message to all students. Let us listen to this message of Sri Rao. See how amazing is their way of expression of a scientist, for which I take half an hour. He took only 3 minutes to communicate. This is the strength of a science and a scientific mind. I am very grateful to Mr. Rao for inspiring the children of this country. What he had highlighted is the qualities of dedication, determination, diligence, remaining steadfast friends. If you do not give up, fear will run away. For achieving good things, a bright future awaits you. In my app, Ruchika Dabas has given a message sharing from her job experience. She said that in her family, there is a conscious effort to create a positive environment during examinations. Similar efforts was made in her neighboring families too. And this was emphasized by Mr. Sachin Tendulkar. Also, that positive approach, positive frame of mind gives rise to positive energy. Sometimes, many things happen which inspires us. And please, don't think that they help only students. In every phase of life, good examples give us strength, inspiration, and show us the way out of troubles. We all have read about Thomas Alva Edison, the inventor of electric bulb. Have you ever thought how many years he devoted to achieve this feat? How many times he faced failures? How much time was wasted? How much money was spent? How much frustration he must have felt due to repeated failures? But today, the electric bulb is illuminating our lives. That is why it is said that seeds of success are inherent with failures. Who doesn't know Srinivas Ramanujam, one of the greatest mathematical myths of modern world? You must be knowing that he did not have any formal training in mathematics. Still, he made great contribution towards fields of mathematical analogies and number theory. His was a life filled with pain and sorrows. Still, he made a great contribution to the world. J.K. Rowling is a brilliant example of the fact that anybody can achieve success anytime. Harry Potter series is now popular the world over, but it was not so at the beginning. How many difficulties she had to face? How many failures? Rowling herself said that in the times of crisis, she used to focus her entire entire energy towards the job which was most meaningful for her. Nowadays, exams are not merely of the students, but they are a test of family, teachers and schools as well. However, without the support system of parents and teachers, it is difficult for students to cope up alone. If students, parents, teachers and even seniors work as a team and proceed in a planned manner, examinations becomes easier. Mr. Keshav Vishnav has written on my app. He has complained that parents must never pressurize their children for more marks. They should merely encourage them to prepare, should be concerned about keeping them relaxed. Vijay Jindal writes that our own expectation must never be imposed on children. Children must be encouraged as much as possible. Children must be helped to maintain their confidence. Please do not pressurize children. Do not stop him from talking to friends. Make it a lighter, positive environment. You will your children grow in confidence. This confidence will be visible to you. Our lives have significant change from our previous generations. Every moment there is a new innovation, new technology. We are witnessing every new faces of science. And we are not merely dazzled by all this. We also want to march in sync with the pace of science. I am highlighting this point, friends, because today is National Science Day. National Science Day, every year we celebrate it as the National Festival of Science. On February 28, 1928, Sir C.V. Raman has announced his famous discovery, the Raman effect. This was the discovery for which fetched him the Nobel Award. Therefore, the country celebrates February 28 as National Science Day. Curiosity is the mother of science. Every mind should have scientific temper and attraction for science. Every generation will have to stress on innovation. Innovation is not possible without science and technology. On National Science Day, let us resolve to make science and technology as an essential part of our lives. Theme of this year's National Science Day is Make in India, Science and Technology Driven Innovations. I bow before Sri C.V. Raman and appeal to you all to inculcate scientific temper. Friends, sometimes one gets success very late. And when one gets success, one's view about world also changes. You must have been very busy preparing for your exams. Therefore, several news events might not have registered in your mind. Still, I want to repeat before countrymen, you must have heard recently that a great discovery has been made in the field of science. Scientists of the world work relentlessly. Several generations of them contributed. At last, success came after 100 years. Though enormous efforts, our scientists finally discovered the gravitation waves. This is very far-reaching achievement for science. This discovery not only proves the theory of the great scientists of last century, Albert Einstein, but also it is a great leap of physics. This is a great achievement for the entire mankind, but it's of great pride for we Indians, because many Indians were involved in the entire process of discovery. I want to extend my heartiest congratulations to all these scientists. In future too, our scientists will work towards future consolidating this discovery. And also, in all other international scientific endeavors, we have recently taken an important decision in order to move further in this field. We have decided to establish laser interferometer gravitational wave observatory, LIGO, in India. There are only two such laboratories in the world, and India will be third country. With the Association of India, this process will get an added momentum. Despite its meager resources, India will definitely be an active partner in this endeavor of great importance for the mankind. I once again congratulate all the scientists. My dear countrymen, I want you to take note a number from tomorrow. If you give a missed call to this number, you can listen to my Mann Ki Baat in your original language. The number is 81908-81908. I repeat, it is 81908-81908. Friends, your exams are beginning from 1st March. I too have to appear for examination tomorrow. 125 crore countrymen are going to take my examination. Don't you remember? Tomorrow is 29 February, budget day. Still, you must have noticed by my voice how calm and confident I am. Let my exam get over tomorrow and yours begin day after, and may we all succeed so that our country succeeds. Friends, my best wishes to all of you too. Move ahead with a mind free of fears, failures or success. Don't give up. Thanks.